So I'll be talking about something that, a lot of people, I mean, most people in this world want to learn how to do, and that is how to skillfully influence people, how to skillfully influence anywhere that you want to influence. So the first step to getting people to do what you want them to do is to find out what you make them to do it, what they want. So there's a difference between influencing people and manipulating people. Manipulating people is, to get people to do something so it will favor you. But influencing people is to make a positive impact in someone's life by getting them to, do what you want to do and also giving them what they want. So when you know what moves someone, then you know how to move them, you know how to get them to do what you want to do. All of us are different, we like different things, we place different values on different things. So for you to influence someone, don't make the mistake of assuming that other people like what you like or after what you're after. So for example, if you prefer diamonds to gold, some people don't ever assume that some people also value diamond more than gold. Some people might value gold more than they value diamond. The same thing applies to, let me say, you may place more value on money, while some people may place more value on their family. So when employing people, you might think that the higher the salary, the more, they'll be interested in the position, but it might be the opposite. Some people might be interested in having more free hours than, the salary, while others might be interested in, the money than the amount of free hours that they have. So don't misplace the priorities. So for you to influence people, you need to find out what they are after, what they like. Then you can move them by telling them what they want to hear. So you simply show them how you can help them get what they want by doing what you want them to do. This is the big secret of influencing people. It means hitting the target with what you say, but naturally you must know where the target is. Before you hit the target, you need to know where the target is. Before you move them, you need to know what is the main thing that really moves them. As an example of, putting this principle to work, let's assume you are an employer. Okay, you are the HR of a company, and you guys are trying to get an engineer to come to, you are trying to employ an engineer, a famous engineer, someone that has a lot of experience, and suddenly you find this guy, that has everything that you guys are looking for. He has the experience, he has the skill set, the personality, everything that you guys are looking for. So, and other companies are also looking for this guy. So, what you need to do in order to get this person to work for you, you need to influence these people. And applying this principle, what you need to do is find out what the guy is after. You will first determine, just what position and company the guy was looking to work for, whether he's looking to work for a startup, whether he's looking to work for, an established company, what company he's looking for to work for. And the next thing you also need to determine is what the candidate is after, what this guy is after. Is he after job security? Is he after money? Is he after, free hours? Is he after, the bonus? Is he after the culture of the company? Is he after education? So assuming the guy is after money, like he wants a place with a bigger pay, then when you talk with him, you should talk more about how much you can pay him, the bonuses you can offer. If he's after job security, you don't want to lose his job in 5 to 10 years, then you talk about job security. That's what we mean by, telling people what they want and getting them to do what you want them to do. So to make this principle to work from the opposite position, let's assume you're applying for a job you want very much. You will first find out the abilities, the duties and responsibilities needed so that you could show them that you could do what you could do to fulfill their need. If they need a person that can handle customer over the phone, you would mention that you could or had handled customers over the phone. After you knew what they were looking for, you can talk language they wanted to hear. So the method of finding out what people want is used by asking, watching and listening to them, plus the effort on your part to find out. So what I'm trying to say here is that if someone is if, for example, if a company is hiring right now and what they are looking for is, because some companies have different reasons why they are hiring. If, for example, if they want, if they are hiring, you know, a customer support, someone who handle the customer support, and they're looking for someone who is friendly or someone who has managed customer support before, so there might be different reasons why they're looking for a customer support. Maybe they want someone who can get more customers on the door every day, you know, like the number one person a new customer meets on the road when they enter your company determines like whether they're going to move forward with your company or not. So you need to, if you're going to hire a customer support, or if your company is looking to hire a customer support, you need to find out, you as a job seeker, you need to find out the merits in why they are looking to hire a customer support. If it's someone who has handled the role before in a formal company, then when you go for an interview, you should talk about how you are able to handle the same role in a different company. If they are looking for someone who is friendly, you can talk about something similar to how you are friendly or how your personality can make you friendly. Just the easiest way to influence someone is to tell them what they want to hear so that you can get what you want. If the main reason why I want to hire someone is someone who can match the budget of our company, then when you come for an interview and you tell us how you're able to be flexible with your salary and how you can also, you know, handle the role that you're looking for and also flexible with your salary, then we are more likely to hire you than someone who can handle the position but is not flexible with their salary. So the easiest way to influence people to recap is, you know, to get people to talk about what someone wants to hear so that they can give you what you want. So there's a phrase that there was a guy that just made a joke by saying that, you know, what I'm going to do today is to just go out and tell people what they want to hear so I can get what I want. That's just simple. Tell people what they want to hear and just simple, you get what you want straight up. So I hope you enjoy this podcast, and if you're looking for someone to help you with your, you know, email marketing or code email campaigns, all you need to do is to head over to LinkedIn and send me a message at Melvis Courage, and we will take it from there and find out, you know, if you're a good fit for our agency or if we can help with your solution, with the problem that you are facing, if you can really help you. So if you find this helpful, all you can do for me is to share it with a friend, and, you know, see you on the next one.